Hello, friend. Here you are. You are about to listen to the first episode of Present Truth Parents. What is Present Truth Parents, you may be asking? Well, stay tuned to find out more information about who I am, what this podcast is about, when you can expect it to be aired, and things of that nature. Welcome to Present Truth Parents, everyone. I am your host, Marissa Morton, and I'm here with my one-year-old, so you might be hearing her pop in every now and then. And let me just say how happy I am to have you listening. Even if it's you, just you, one person, I'm still so, so glad. One person is one person reached or touched somehow. And I want this to be a place to reach out to others and to make connections. I want this to be a place where you feel helped and where you can share what you've experienced as a Seventh-day Adventist parent, to laugh a little, to maybe feel at ease knowing there are other parents out there who have the same thoughts or questions as you do, and also to learn together about what it means to raise little hearts fit for heaven. And actually, Ellen White has a lot to say about parenting. In fact, I've come across several people who said, I never knew she talked about this. And so I think having this, well, I'll get into why I started this podcast in a moment. All right. So now just to go over quick who, what, when, where, why, and hows, let's begin with who I am. So my name is Marissa. I am 30 years old. I have one daughter. Her name is Emmeline. She's about a year and 3 months now. I'm married to my middle school crush. We've been married for just over 5 years now. I went to community college in Whittier, and I transferred to a university in Long Beach. I majored in English, and I minored in journalism. So I have a real passion for writing. I have a real passion for communication. I also have a passion for working with children. I was a swim instructor and a lifeguard for about 9 or 10 years. I was a nanny for about 2 years. I tutored reading at the library to 4th and 5th graders. I also taught junior and young adult Sabbath school at my home church. I worked for the school newspaper when I was at community college. I wrote for a brief moment for a vegan, vegetarian online magazine. And a new thing I discovered I liked recently, about a couple years ago, was I like writing children's stories, short children's stories. I have so much fun doing it. I haven't gotten very far with it, though, but it's still something that I really like to do as a hobby. And I also have a faith-based blog. It's aheartforheaven.com, and that's where I blog about an idea that's planted in my head if I'm going through my devotionals or having a conversation with someone or a sermon that really touched me, then I'll typically blog about it. And I also now work from home teaching English to students online. So I get to work early in the morning, a couple hours before my sweet girl wakes up. And then I have the rest of the day with her to be a mama to her. And we get to have fun and be together. So what this podcast is about, I kind of already briefly talked about it. But I haven't said what led me to create Present Truth Parents. So when I was a young adult, I longed for a community of other young adults who had made the same recent lifestyle choices that I had made, and I didn't really find that, and it kind of made me sad. It made me angry to not have people to relate to, I guess, at least in a, I mean, I had people like friends at church, but I guess I wanted something deeper than that. I wanted it more consistent, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So that longing for community didn't change once I became a mom. In fact, it grew stronger because while I'm in different scenarios with other moms and I feel somewhat connected to them, I'm always kind of reminded somehow in one way or another that I can't really connect to them. I don't know if that sounds weird of me to say, but Like, I can connect with them, and I feel like, oh, yeah, we can be friends. But then I guess the glaring things appear when I recognize some really vast differences in parenting, or really vast differences in choices about parenting that might seem unconventional in the grand scheme of the parenting world. And part of that is because we have not only wisdom and counsel from the Bible, from God's word, but we as Adventists have wisdom and counsel from the pen of inspiration written by Ellen White. So, you know, that part is where I can't really connect with other people, because we have some insight, really valuable and wonderful treasures in her writings that we implement in our lives as parents, and other people don't have that, or don't know about it, or don't want to know about it. So having this space of community of other parents who can recognize the same principles, I wanted to have available to others, because I really longed for something like this. I really longed for a place where we could kind of all come together in a virtual or digital way and be connected that way. And then learn, like I've said before, just kind of learn together. So when I'm planning to air these episodes, my goal is twice a week, but right now it's most likely going to be once a week. And probably, I'm going to try to be consistent with the days, so I don't know if I want that to be Tuesdays or Wednesdays. We'll see how it goes. So now I'll go into why I chose a podcast. So I used to vlog. I was doing the vlogging for a little bit. I really loved recording. I loved the editing process. But then I kind of started not liking feeling like I had to record everything, you know, where I was going, what I was doing, that it kind of started to feel like, oh, I have to record this or I have to vlog this. And I didn't really like that part about it. I really wanted to be more present, more in the moment, more enjoying the times for what they are, instead of just having a phone in front of the situation. So that was one aspect. And then once I had Emmeline, when she was born, I knew I wasn't going to be comfortable with having her in the videos. So having her online, having her just kind of exposed, I know that sounds like a hardcore term, but I really didn't want her online. In fact, the pictures I do post of her are very few, and they're like side pictures. They're not ever full-on pictures. I don't know. I have a weird thing about her being on the internet. So those two things combined led me to conclude that vlogging maybe wasn't going to happen anymore. So then I was listening to a podcast, go figure, about, it was one of my favorite podcasters was interviewing someone who had started her business online and how she had ended up starting a podcast. And it wasn't even about building your own podcast. It was just the fact that she started one that made me think like, oh, why didn't I ever think about starting a podcast? I think I might enjoy it. It's kind of that in between of vlogging where I get to have a creative place, but then all that is my voice. And so I was like, yep, I'm going to go ahead and give this a shot. So how we came up with the name, well, I wanted to call it Raising the Remnant. I thought that was such a perfect name, but you know, that name is already taken by a series by a really well-known ministry that my husband and I just really follow and really love. So because this is such a niche podcast, I wanted the name to reflect that. It's geared towards Adventist parents. So he thought, well, why not Present Truth Parents? And I said, that's such a perfect name, because we always say we're preaching the present truth, how Christ is coming soon, how he's interceding on our behalf in the heavenly sanctuary, and also recognizing our role as parents and how incredibly important this role is. So Present Truth Parents, I think, really encapsulates all of that. So I thought it was such a good name. So while I'm learning to recognize and respect other people's choices, it's still nice to have a place where we can get together and kind of agree at least for the most part. I know even some of us in the Adventist world are going to have differences in our choices for parenting, but I think the principles are there. A lot of us can recognize that and agree with those principles. So it's just like recognizing how we implement that, like on a daily basis, what that looks like. And also being mindful of the fact that other people are going to make the choices that they make. And while I think it's okay for me to say that maybe some of those choices may not be the right ones, I think it's also important to not force our way of doing things on people, just sharing, like, hey, this is the knowledge we have. This is the wisdom that was given to us. This is what we know. So here it is. We're presenting that to you. And then you decide what to do with that. I mean, I don't know. Can I even say, like, oh, I think your choice is the wrong choice? I mean, I don't know. See, like, this is a total learning process for all of us, I think, right? Even, like, the veteran parents, the parents who have teenagers, and people like me who only have a one-year-old are people who are expecting, like, they're pregnant right now, or they want to be parents someday. Like, we're all learning, right? And we can all learn from each other. Most importantly, we learn from God and what He has impressed on our hearts and minds that go along with what He's already written and the wisdom that He's given to Ellen White and even others that are in the parenting and child development world. I think we can really value and learn a lot from their resources too. So yes, it's really hard not to be judgmental. It's like super hard. In fact, I think that's going to be a podcast episode, like how we're so apt to being judgmental of others. So so I just think it's important to remember to respect other people's choices, but also just still share the knowledge that we have. I think that's important. So that's about it for this first episode. Thank you again so much for tuning in. I am so happy that you're here. I hope that you continue to want to join me and the rest of us on this journey as well. Keep this podcast and ministry in your prayers and reach out to me if you have any topic ideas or if you want to be a guest eventually, because I really want to have other guests on here talking about certain topics. So yes, thank you again. Reach out to me. God bless you. And keep looking to Jesus.